A legislative committee gave a tepid approval today to a measure that could effectively kill Central Maine Power's controversial proposal for a high-voltage transmission line through western Maine. Fred Bever has details.
As amended, the bill would require approval from two-thirds of municipalities that would host high-impact transmission projects, such as CMP's billion-dollar 141-mile power line. It would also require tangible benefits to the state of significantly higher value than what CMP has offered. The utility first applied for state permits in 2017. To ensure that municipalities would be able to weigh in now, Representative Christina Riley, a Jay Democrat who sits on the legislature's Joint Utilities Committee, says the measure should be retroactive.
I know that my constituents are furious about this, and I think that the pending piece of legislation is imperfect, but it answers to the concerns of my constituents.
Some Jay residents are calling on the local select board to rescind its initial support for the project, just as more than a dozen host communities have already done. But some committee members say it's unfair to change the rules of the game midstream, which would send a bad message to the business community. Representative Chris Chiazzo is a Scarborough Democrat.
We're constantly moving goalposts around and we're constantly changing rules. The impact of that, and we will never hear about it directly. People just will not come and do business in this state.
The committee voted to recommend the measure to the full legislature on a vote of 7-5. It will get its first votes in the House. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.